Oregon.
No. Banning.
Oh, Banning. Yeah. I know Banning. Yeah.
Really?
Sure.
Southern California Banning?
I guess.
Well, you said you knew of it.
Well, I know there is a Banning.
Uh-huh.
And I know it's somewhere between here and San Diego.
There you go. Yeah. It's right on top of the San Andreas fault line.
Okay, so it is on Highway 5, pretty much.
Yeah. Let's see. You'd actually pass this going to, like, Palm Springs, actually.
Ah, so more like Highway 15.
Yeah, it's like we're on the Inland Empire. It's like Riverside County.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm from San Diego, so we had to get from San Diego to here. And one of the big questions was, how long did it take you to get through L.A.? In those days, the only freeway was the Santa Ana Freeway, and it stopped somewhere at Disneyland. From there on, you were in city streets. Where are you from?
I'm from San Luis Obispo.
Oh, yeah. County. Good. My brother lives in Los Osos and has operated as an adjunct professor at Cal State, Cal Poly San Luis Obispo.
Okay.
In the area of forestry.
Where in Los Osos do you live?
They live
that's where
on... you'd think I know the address. Oak something. Anyway, there is a main street in Los Osos.
Yep.
And he lives a block off that main street.
Okay.
The closest commercial established to him, I think, is maybe the Bonds Market, which is a block
okay.
away.
Oh, okay. Really good. Yeah. Yeah. I've lived in Los Osos for like the last like 16 years or something. It's a really small town.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's a great little place.
Yeah. Well, I think it was a sleepy little town until the people in Los Angeles found out the real estate values up there, for retirement especially.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Same as almost said for my hometown. It used to be a stagecoach town.
Yeah.
And we called it Banning's. We named it after this guy named Phineas Banning, who owned stagecoach routes. There we go.
Right.
And he never set foot anywhere in the area. He just looked on the map and said, put a route through there. And the town went from dying and desolate to thriving.
Yeah. Well, I gather Las Vegas was originally a watering stop. That's where the train stopped to get water.
Yeah.
And it grew from there.
Yeah.
So what is your, how'd you find out about this school?
Oh, a friend of mine. You remember the whole thing going on with Somalia and the captain being held hostage for those few days?
Yeah, from Mass Maritime. Yeah,
From Maersk. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He, a friend of mine, he's asking me, what did I want to do? And I told him, well, the stuff going on with this piracy and everything, that ties into security, and I really like to get in the security field.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he's telling me about maritime schools, because another friend of his actually went to maritime school, and then he went into the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at the one he told me about. It was the Kings Point one.
The federal school.
Yeah. Which was the only one I knew of at the time. So I'm telling my parents, I like to go to a maritime school. My parents said, okay, but son, we love you, but we don't love you enough to send you to New York. So my dad actually looked around, and he found this place.
Mm-hmm. So good. So a friend and then your family.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So how'd you find out about it?
I found out it through my dad.
Uh-huh.
He knew some people. I've always wanted to go into the military or Coast Guard or something like that. I've been a lifeguard at the ocean for a while, and that was like the next step. I wanted to go to the Coast Guard. He's like, well, I know some people who have gone through the school, and they have a Coast Guard program there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, okay. And I checked it out, and I liked it a lot. So
when will you graduate?
2013.
So you are then a sophomore?
Junior.
You're a junior, just starting as a junior.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And what discipline, what degree will you come out of here, we hope, with?
Global Studies and Maritime Affairs.
Great, great. That's a new field, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
In past, when I described the components of the educational opportunity at Cal Maritime, I tell them it's academic. Everybody's got that.
Mm-hmm.
It's practical. Well, a few people have that, not too many, and it's leadership. And those are the three components of the education. And I think Bill Eisenhart, the current
president,
the current president introduced international. We had international, but we didn't know it. We had international because a ship went to foreign countries on the cruise, but that was about it. We had no academic approach to that. So when will you graduate?
I'll graduate in 2014.
Okay, so you are also
a... I'm a marine engineering technology major.
Uh-huh. So you get the marine engineering technology?
Yes.
Yeah, M-E-T.
M-E-T, yes.
Yeah. Interesting. So, do you think you're going to go into security when you get out?
Yeah.
It's very smart. It's well funded.
It's a growing field that Savannah you go with. I mean, you could be with the agency that gets the blank checks.
Yep. Well, there was a time when the Coast Guard was under the Department of Transportation.
And then it went into DOD, and now it's under Homeland Security.
Homeland Security, and the money flowed.
Yeah,
and they could do things they could never do before.
Yeah, but they're also just like, we're not used to this sort of budget, and the government's like, okay, we probably gave them too much. one of our professors actually saying, there's this old song, I cannot remember the artist's name, but he's like, yes, you know what? It actually rings true. More money, more problems.
Mm-hmm. True. So what do you think you want to do when you graduate?
I want to go into the Coast Guard.
Really?
And I want to go to aviation school.
Great.
And hopefully fly helicopters.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a Coast Guard program. Are you involved in that?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. So it's starting up pretty heavily this year, or at least like for me. It's my sophomore year is when it starts getting big.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll go through it for the next 2 years after this.
Okay, so shall we start?
Yes.
Sure. What do we do first?
All right. Well, we have some paper. We can do this either before or after. Just some get-to-know-you forms. Yes, right here.
No, I didn't bring a pen.
Okay, that's no problem. I have a pen.
How does the system, the program, interrelate with the Department of Alumni Affairs and the Department of Advancement, that being Sylvia and Jennifer? Do you interrelate with them directly, or do you have to go up the top and come back down?
I don't know.
Okay, so do you know those two names, Sylvia Regalado and Jennifer Woody?
I don't.
Okay. Well, this is something that is something that will be desirable to know.
Yeah. Engineering pen here. My engineering pen. I used to tape down drawings.
Wish that I have all sorts of pens in the car. Alrighty. I am an alum. Days associated with attendance or employed. I'll cross out